You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Every year at graduation, each University of Alaska campus chooses people from the community to recognize. The University of Alaska Southeast has honored Gordon Jackson with a Meritorious Service Award. Jackson is of Thlinkit heritage. He grew up in Cake, attended a boarding school, and graduated with a BA from the University of Alaska Fairbanks in 1969. His big dream at the time was to become a basketball coach, one he never realized because he was tapped to use his degree to improve life for rural Alaskans everywhere. And in many ways, he was still a coach, helping many different teams improve education and health services for Alaska Natives. He wore a lot of hats as an administrator for the Alaska Federation of Natives, as a leader for both Native corporations and tribes, and held a number of key government positions. He was also an important advocate for the Indian Self-Determination Law. I asked Gordon Jackson about wearing all those hats, and he says it felt perfectly natural because the one thread through it all was his love of public service.
A friend of mine recently called me a jack of all trades, having worked in all those different organizations, nonprofit, profit-making, government, many boards and commissions, and even running a purse center. You know, I like to learn new things, and it was kind of fun to get into these kind of things and learn how they worked. But I always call it public service because in any of those organizations, you have a constituency. You know, when you go into a profit-making corporation, you have shareholders, and you try to do the best you can on their behalf. And you go to the tribe and you work for the members. You go work for government and you work for the residents. And it's just kind of fun to learn new things, and I've enjoyed public service throughout my career and life. It's fun.
Would it be fair to characterize you as kind of a Forrest Gump in a way of being in the right place at the right time for a lot of things to happen?
Oh, sure. I think it's a really interesting description, but in many ways, I've been at the right place at the right time for many things.
So what are some examples of your tours of duty in different organizations coinciding with historical developments?
I think I was at the right place at the right time at the Alaska Federation of Natives when I was working there in the 1970s. As the Johnson & Mellie director, I moved that program to their original intent, which was designated by the laws. And I was elevated to the Vice President of Human Resources with oversight over all programs and charged with initiating solutions to education, health, and manpower. And we concentrated on changing the educational delivery system to local control. We were pretty successful in Juneau, and in Washington, D.C., Congress was considering a self-determination act that included the Johnson O'Malley program, and we pushed it to include Alaska Native tribes. And this was significant for contracting for Indian Health Service activities and the Bureau of Indian Affairs Services. The bill created 200 tribes in Alaska and enabled them to contract for services and made possible for health corporations. At AFN, we also worked on development of healthcare policy statement that would perhaps govern how things would look when 638 passed. I think that lots of things are happening at the same time. When we start working on solutions, it was almost a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week job, but we got a lot done. It turned into a change in the whole system of education in Alaska. The contracting services for Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Health Service. And today, both of the tribes and health corporations are huge employers in Alaska. Give a lot of credit to the health corporation for stopping the coronavirus from spreading and killing a lot of us. And we didn't have those in 1918 when it devastated the Indian villages, when it went through all of rural Alaska. Now you have a good health system in rural Alaska, I think, and I'm glad they're there.
What surprises you the most out of some of the things that you were involved in starting?
What surprised me the most was how significant the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was when it passed in 1971. I and many others worked in the background getting support and human resources to secure its passage. And it's been 50 years since the passage of that act, and it changed the way things run in many villages forever, and it changed how you look at economic development. It went from members to shareholders. And there's going to be much celebration, the passage of ANCSA this year. Everybody will be suggesting how important this act was. And looking at that and thinking about it, I do hope in a few years when Public Law 93638 reaches its 50-year celebration a few years from now, I do hope they do the same thing for this act, because it's a huge employer in Alaska. The tribes employ many, many people. The health corporations run many hospitals in rural Alaska, hire doctors, nurses, scientists, janitors, and did a great job to arrest in COVID-19. Basically, I think that the success of that is one that really I am surprised at, because without that health system, COVID-19 would be ravaging the state of Alaska and rural Alaska.
Maybe you could speak a little bit to the value of doing so many different things that you had to really teach yourself, and that's a big part of education.
You have to study hard to look at what makes a private for-profit making corporation run. It's really, I believe, something that you really need to concentrate on, because in the end, making money is hard work. Putting together these ventures along with of how it's going to operate and how much money it's going to cost, and keeping the shareholders informed, getting the best possible people involved and hired. It was just a hard, it was really, really a challenge. But you studied at night and you worked during the day and really got a lot of stuff accomplished. It was just interesting.
What would you say to the students? They're going to have to keep learning like you did to be able to get out and accomplish things. Is that kind of the message of your career?
Well, education is a lifelong learning process. I always told people, if you don't stop learning, you're probably dead. And as I told the University of Alaska Chancellor, when they informed me that I was receiving this, I just said, I appreciate this, but, you know, people in my position would just tell you that we're just doing our job, figure out the solutions and things like that, figured it out and move forward.
Gordon Jackson, recognized by the University of Alaska Southeast for meritorious service. He says he hopes this year's graduates will find room in their futures for public service.